Hey, Mario.
How are you doing, Dennis?
I'm doing well today. How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. Just want to make sure you guys are ready and good to go.
Yeah, I was just sitting next to David. I don't know where he went. I think he walked to the cafe, so I'm going to try to find him. Are you going to find him as soon as I find him?
You want me to hold for you, or what did you want to do? I mean, I don't mind
holding. Yeah, if you don't mind holding, that's fine.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm.
All right, sounds good. I got to walk over to the other building, so it might be a couple minutes, okay?
Take your time, brother. I'm here for another 6 hours.
Okay, all right. If you want to stay on hold, you can. I'm just trying to find him right now.
Yeah, no worries. Is that your partner, I'm assuming?
Yeah, actually, I see him. I have to catch up to him. He's like 100 yards away from me. You guys pretty busy today?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's marketing, brother. We stay busy all the time.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good for business, you know, good for us as well.
How did you get into the marketing stuff?
Ah, man, I've been doing it for a while, brother. You know, it pays the bills and a little bit extra to go off and vacation at least, you know, 3 times a year or so.
Paid vacation?
No, well, yeah, paid vacation is one, but as far as, compensation wise.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We're at American Express right now.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Trying to get out of the corporate world.
Oh, I hear you.
Talking for the last year and just finally settled on the business in July. I mean, getting everything jump started since.
Okay, you guys are a moving company, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, correct.
Oh, gotcha. Sorry, I know you guys have been dealing with Joy, brother, so I apologize if there's things that I'm not completely caught up on. I mean, you know, I know that you guys, you know, what service you guys wanted to move forward with. I know all of that. You know, I read all those details.
No, it's all good. We only just chatted with him yesterday, so he probably we didn't even get too much into depth. It was more so just questions for him.
Okay.
And it seemed like a good opportunity. Do you see a big uptick for a lot of your clients who do it?
Well, you know what? I mean, I could, of course, as an employee, I'm going to tell you always the best of our company, and I don't, you know. I just like to keep things very transparent and very straight, man. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that, you know, we're the best company in the whole wide world and we're going to make you rich, you know, and make you a millionaire. But, you know, busy is something that we definitely deliver. And most of our clients, that's all they want. It's, you know, hey, have consistency of workflow coming in. And that satisfies most of our clients.
Yeah, because we're doing a couple other marketing plans. This is going to just provide the visibility. More professional looking website and all that, so that's what we're excited about.
Gotcha. Okay. Are we developing a website for you guys, or do you guys already have one?
We do, but it's kind of just like a not really great one. So we want
to
get an updated one.
Get an updated one. Okay, perfect. And he, let's see here. Okay, he did throw that in for you guys at that $249. Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
This dude moves fast. I saw him and I didn't. Where did he go? Okay, I see him. Still there?
Yeah, I'm here, absolutely.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so we're going to... He's grabbing lunch right now. I'll just chat with you. What do you guys
okay.
need from us so far?
I just need to grab some basic info here, brother. So let me get... who is this going to be under? Is it going to be under your name, Kyle?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your last name, brother?
It's McGuire, McGuire.
McGuire, MCG... UIRE, just as it sounds, McGuire.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is a good email address? Whether it be a company or a personal one, doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's REMORA moving at gmail.com.
Remora moving at gmail. Gotcha. Okay, the 623-850-4260 number, is that a good number that we can list on Google where the clients can reach you?
Yes, we can always update that, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're doing a certain, what's it called, service right now. We're not super happy with it because it kind of doesn't show whether it's a call for the business or our personal phones, so we're trying to work that out. But, yeah, for now, we can keep that.
Okay, perfect. And what is the address you guys have the businesses registered to?
So it's our registered agent address. We weren't sure if that impacts, like, people locating us because it's kind of outside of our general service area.
No, this
so
is for our this is for our records. You know, we're not going to obviously list this, right? This is, you know, just for business's purposes, you know, in case you guys ever received their correspondence or anything of that nature. You know, that's what we would use it for, but it's not going to be listed nor would it affect the radius where you guys are being posted at.
Okay, so should I just provide the registered agent address?
Yeah, I mean, I would provide that. If you have a home address, I can also provide that. I would say that probably work a lot better, you know, but it's up to you, brother. You know, I mean, whatever address you want.
Let's do the home then.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
It's 8414.
8414. Okay.
East.
Mm-hmm.
Hubble, H-U-B-B-E-L-L Street.
Is that in Scottsdale?
Yes, it is.
Okay, 85257.
85257, yep.
All right. And are we adding David as an authorized user on the account, or someone that can call in and make changes if he wanted to?
Yes, correct.
Okay. What's his last name, brother?
Brewer. B-R-E-W-E-R.
I like his last name.
The Brew, yeah.
I'm going to... Actually, I take that back. My call is being recorded.
I feel it, man. I used to say that 70 times a day I work here.
Okay, let's see here. All right. What? So you guys are a moving company. Do you guys do anything aside from moving?
Heavy object moves, safe
okay.
moves.
Hold on, let me put those in because those are what we call keywords. So, heavy object moving, safety moving. Okay, what else?
Safe moving, not safety moving.
Oh, safe moving. Okay, sorry. Let me. All right, there it is.
I'm gonna look
safe
up.
Moving.
I'm just looking up the other keywords.
Yeah. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Take your time. Thank you.
All right, commercial services.
Okay, one second. Uh-huh.
Couch assembly.
That's a good one, couch assembly.
Dresser assembly.
When I moved, I looked for that, couch assembly. That's funny you say that.
Awesome.
Couch assembly, dresser assembly, okay.
Furniture disassembly.
Okay.
Furniture moving.
Okay.
The interstate moving. Long distance moving. Local moving. You know if I'm going too fast.
No, it's all right, brother. I mean, luckily I can type a little fast, but okay, go ahead.
Senior moving.
I never
storage
thought about
service.
That one. You know that?
What?
Senior moving. I've never heard of that one. That's different.
You know, it's a big niche.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Senior moving. Go ahead.
TV stand assembly.
TV.
Or TV mounting. One of the two.
Yeah, it's all good.
And then junk removal.
Okay. Go ahead.
Did you have any others off the top of your head?
Are you asking me or David?
Yeah. David's not over here yet.
Oh, okay. No, you know what? If by any chance you ever wanted to add some more, we could definitely do that at any point. So you're good, brother.
Okay.
Are you guys currently licensed and insured, Kyle?
We are licensed, yes. Insured,
okay.
We're still shopping around for our insurance.
Gotcha. You'll get a call tomorrow from our IT guys. You know, those are the guys that are going to build the new website, you know, do the all the back-end work for you guys. What time tomorrow would you say you have about 30 minutes to spare?
It'll probably be with David. He'll be in the office with me until 3. He gets off at 3, and he'll probably be able to do a little 3. But I can text you, right, if we need to update the time?
Yeah, you can always hit me back, just as long as you give me at least an hour or two ahead of time so I can reach out to that department so that we can reschedule. But I'm going to schedule it tomorrow, 3 p.m. then. That is the last appointment I have actually available, so let me lock it in before they take it. Hold on. Thursday, 10-3.
You guys are going to be able to build the Google profile too, right? We've been having trouble with that.
Yeah,
like
your VIP. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you guys have a Facebook business page yet, Kyle, or not yet?
Not yet. Yeah,
okay.
He said that you guys may be able to help with that as well.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask our IT guys, see if they can give you guys a hand building one.
Okay.
I'm assuming you guys do have pictures of, like, your work or you guys moving in the past?
Yep, of course.
All right, perfect.
We have a good amount so far, but we previously hadn't been actively taking them, but my buddy who's currently doing some moves, he's been taking pictures as we go, so he's been sending them to me so I can update or upload some of those.
Okay, perfect. Right, and then what times that you wanted to show on Google you guys are open for business from?
You could do 24 hours.
24 hours, okay. Is this Monday through Sunday?
Yep.
All right, 24 hours, perfect. Got that locked in. I do need a security question as well, brother. This is in the event that you call us or Dave calls us, this is going to be the password to access the account. You get to choose one of these three. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name?
Do city I was born.
Okay, go ahead.
Newburgh. N-E-W-B-U-R-G-H.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Make sure you share that with David.
Okay, and you got it right. Is it N-E-W-B-U-R-G-H?
That's absolutely correct, brother. N-E-W-B-U-R-G-H. Yeah, not New Birch.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I know why you keep spelling that. I'm sure people put a T on there instead of that. All right, let's see here. Okay, and then what card were you going to satisfy the payment with today, brother? We do take Visa, MasterCard, Amex, and Discover.
Okay, I got it. You want to do your card or my card?
I can send you money. You have
Zelle? Yeah, I have Zelle.
So what's the ticket?
$249.
So it's going to be $125 each?
Yeah. All right, I'm ready when you are.
Okay, is this a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, Discover, brother? What is it?
Visa.
Visa. All right, go ahead.
It's 4744.
Okay.
8801.
Okay.
4199.
Okay.
0695.
Expiration?
0928.
September 2028. And then the security code, which will be the last three behind the card.
282.
282. And the card does read Kyle McGuire?
Yep.
Okay. And billing address, 8414 East Hubble Street?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Stand by while I verify this is a valid card. 1 second, brother.
All right. No problem.
I just heard David say 125 each. That sounds very cheap to be promoted on Google. I'll tell you that much.
We had to take up the deal, for sure.
All right, I'm just going to read this verification script to you here, brother, and then we'll be all set. It's our disclosure.
No worries.
I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification. The reason is we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement as an added form of protection. We're going to send this to you in writing. As I'm walking you through this, if there's something you don't understand, please ask me to clarify it. I'll be more than happy to do so.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement that you'll receive with Local Splash. And, of course, it also works as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of today's order, can you please state the name of the company?
Remora Moving.
Okay. Thank you very much. Can you also please state your name and the title that you have with the business?
Kyle McGuire. CEO.
Thank you very much. Now, are you an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of Remora Moving?
Yes.
Okay. Are you an authorized party on the billing account?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Kyle, we ask that you guys also participate in the growth of the campaign as a result of increased visibility. Keep in mind that if you do receive calls from anyone else that it's not us, the best way to verify is us is that we will always ask you for that security question, which is Newberg. Okay?
Okay.
Do you also agree to be responsive to our emails and phone calls when it's necessary?
Yes.
Those will come from that 877-635-6225 customer service number. It's the same one that I've texted you from or that you responded back to, so... when you get a chance, just save that under Local Splash. In hiring Local Splash, Kyle, we will be your certified marketing representative. Do you guys agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts while you're with us?
No.
Okay. That means that if you guys hire another company to do marketing, right, to just keep us in the loop with that.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Your initial payment, sir, will be set up today in the discounted amount of $249. That will be processed today, October 2nd. When your payment is completed, it will renew automatically November 2nd for that same amount of $249. That's going to be your flat rate monthly. Keep in mind, Kyle, that this is not a contract and that you and David both have the right to either suspend or cancel this service at any time. Keep in mind, we do ask for at least a 3-day grace period if you did want to ever cancel. I mean, I don't think that you would want to, but if you ever did, you guys have that option. All we ask is you give us a call 3 days prior to the second. Okay.
Okay, awesome. A quick question for you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Say we ramped up enough over the course of a year, like a year from now, and mm-hmm. we no longer need the service. Do we lose the website and stuff like that?
You do not. So that's a good question, right? Keep in mind that you're working with a direct Google partner, so it does change things a bit, because I know third-party vendors normally like to not, you know, keep their domain, and they don't, you know, they won't give it to you. You know, it's the way that they want to keep you with the company. With us, under Google guidelines, we have to sell that domain to you for $99 if you ever decide to leave.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. And the other thing is that if you also ever wanted us to just run the website for you guys, just to give you a heads up, let's say you guys, like you said, you guys ramped up, you guys don't need the service anymore, but you guys like the way that we're running the website, you love the way it looks, you're getting traffic through it, we can always offer just to run the website alone for $49 a month.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, so that's another thing I like to keep my clients informed of. So, very good question, by the way. All right. Okay, bear with me one quick second here. You will be receiving text messages in a second, Kyle. You're also going to receive emails, you know, saying welcome to the company. There's one particular email that I do need you to please make sure you bring up when you get a chance. You don't have to do it now, as long as you do it tomorrow before 3 p.m. You're going to get an email that says initial invoice. When you open that email, you know, it's going to tell you welcome to the company and so forth, but there's going to be a little small blue link that says click here to accept terms. You have to click on that. Once you do, it's going to take you to a page that says terms of experience. And then at the bottom, you're going to see your phone number, the 623-850-4260. Underneath your phone number, there's going to be two square boxes. The first box you have to click on says that you give us permission to call or text you only when it's necessary. The secondary box says that you accept our terms and conditions, which is that this is not a contract, that you are on a flat rate of $249, and that you guys hold the right to suspend or cancel the service at any time if you guys are not satisfied. Okay?
Okay.
Right underneath that, you're going to see your name, Kyle McGuire. You have to type in your name exactly as it shows, Kyle McGuire, just exactly how it's going to show on there, and then hit confirm signature. So that does two things. It gives you access to our dashboard. I don't know if Joey explained the dashboard to you guys or not, but it'll give you access to our dashboard. And secondly, it sends that document over to our IT guys, because that's one of the first things they'll ask you tomorrow when they call is, hey, Kyle, or hey, David, did you guys sign the TNCs, which is the terms and conditions? It saves you about 10 or 15 minutes. That's why I ask clients to do it when they get a chance, not to leave it for tomorrow. But if you don't get to it, not a big deal. They'll walk you through it tomorrow. It just saves you, you know, quite a bit of time. Maybe you get it done sometime today. You know, so if you get a chance, just get that done. And then you will have access to the dashboard. The dashboard is like a tracking system that we have, right? We have to give you access to that, where you guys will be able to see, you know, how many phone calls you're getting, how many people are visiting the site, and all the back-end stuff that we do that we look at, you guys will be able to see as well. Okay.
Okay.
So with that said, I'm all done on my end, Kyle. Please give my thanks to David as well. I want to welcome you both to the Local Splash family. We look forward in the relationship between Romero Moving and us to be a long-term one, right? That's our ultimate goal with us. I know that as long as, you know, we deliver and keep you guys busy, we can definitely preserve that long-term relationship with Romero Moving. Okay. Again, you know, thank you guys for joining the company. Please be mindful of that phone call at 3 p.m. tomorrow. That is the only thing that can delay things if you guys miss that call, because then we would have to, you know, reschedule it. So if you're not able to do it, make sure you shoot me a text with, you know, at least an hour ahead of time, so I can reach out to that department myself and let them know that we need to reschedule for the next day.
Okay. Thank you so much for your help. And I'll send you a message if the time has to change for tomorrow. And it's just for the website, right? just to go over details of the IT team for that?
Yeah, it's the IT guys. They do the website. Well, they're going to collect all the information for everything. So it's not just the website. I mean, they're also, you know, if you guys have pictures that you want them up to lift to the website, to Google, they're also going to ask you for those. So that's why the phone call is important, because these are the guys that do all the back-end work, Kyle. And I got to be honest, they know a lot more than I do when it comes to computers, you know. So, yeah, this department, you know, sometimes I get clients that ask me, hey, man, how do you do this or how do you change this on the website? I'm like, hey, let me get you over to the specialist, you know. Let me get you guys over to the IT department. So, yeah, all I ask is if you can and tell David, you know, whether it's you or him that takes a call, that's fine. Just try to, you know, hopefully you guys are able to complete that call. It only takes about 20 or 30 minutes.
Okay, great.
Okay. All right, Kyle. Thank you both and welcome you both on board, brother. Again, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow, 3 p.m.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
All right, Kyle. You both have a good one. Bye-bye now.